Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
So Nancy Pelosi, I think this was in 2017 when she said that. That made news when she said it. Is it relevant 5 years later? You're darn right it is. It's strange when they just tell you exactly what they're doing. So pay attention when they speak, because you might learn something. They might be a little too truthful. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. And invite everybody to come join us on the live chat today for two reasons. One is a YouTube live chat poll, which I'll tell you about here in a second. And the second is it's Brad's birthday. And Friday is Brad's day in the associate producer booth, which is a very liberal way of explaining where he's sitting and what he's doing. But Hannah and Brad switch on Fridays, and Hannah isn't here, and then Brad's going to be in here throughout the show. But it is Brad's birthday. He is monitoring the live chat today. So if you'd like to give Brad a happy birthday cheer and greeting, please go to the YouTube live chat and say happy birthday to Brad. The YouTube live chat poll, it's very simple today. Trump 2024, yes or no?
And I can't wait to read comments on that.
And the comments, Hannah, are going to come in like, but what about a third option?
Oh, for sure they will.
And I'm going to say yes or no. It's my poll. You can comment and explain if you yesterday I did basically the whole show on how there's gray area and everything. Except this poll. Yes or no? Weigh in on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Would love to have you. Nancy Pelosi's talking about the wrap-up smear. Hannah, have you ever heard that explained before? Have you ever heard that clip?
I have not.
So what she's saying is you put some accusations out there. You get people chittering and chattering about it. And then her word, you merchandise it. You create something that you can sell to the American public based on the chatter. Forget about truth, facts, evidence. None of that matters. As long as you can get a smear. Because if somebody smears you, it's true that it's an accusation that is made that is false. So I was going to say it's true to say that a smear is a false accusation of somebody that is being publicly disseminated, whether it be in the middle school locker room or in the halls of Congress. So Nancy Pelosi explained, she says it this way multiple times. It's a political tactic. Like, oh, you want to talk about this? It's a political tactic, which means that if you're in the political world, you're going to hear someone say, what about a wrap-up smear? And people who are in the political world are going to know what that means. That was 2017. I don't think the wrap-up smear was invented in 2017. It's probably as old as politics. But the wrap-up smear is exactly what has happened to Trump over and over again.
So she's saying that she wants to make a profit off of lying, openly.
She's making a profit, yeah. Yeah, I mean, essentially.
So she's glamorizing lying.
And this was in the context, when she said this, this was in the context of her saying it was what somebody was, something was being done to her, to the Democrats. So she was explaining this is what the Republicans are doing. Oh, honey.
Oh.
With your fancy ritzy ice cream and your very, very well-timed stock market bets. Honey.
A little too coincidental.
Paying attention to how Donald Trump has been reacting to the news of the raid, yesterday's Merrick Garland thing that he did, his little 2-3 minute speech where he came out and he was like, stop making fun of the FBI. We're fantastic. That's just a direct quote. That was actually a sound from the Merrick Garland presser yesterday. And also coming out and saying, did you order the code red? You're gosh darn right I did. That's basically... That's also not a direct quote, but I know that you were fooled and thought maybe it was.
I don't remember cutting that one.
No, it's just straight from Merrick Garland's mouth. He came out and owned and said, I approved it. So he feels confident for whatever reason to put his name on the top, bottom, left, right of this whole thing. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, was involved from the get, and he's owning it. So the two things we learned yesterday was from that speech specifically was that he was in charge or he authorized it, and we shouldn't be criticizing the FBI.
When he describes the FBI as patriotic servants, I would agree. But who else are patriotic servants? The IRS agents. And we've been making fun of the IRS since 1862. And the fact is, that is our right to criticize patriots and non-patriots alike. The things we say about lawyers, we've been saying for thousands of years. We've been wishing harm on them. So this idea that we cannot criticize or denigrate anyone for fear that someone else in this country will do something crazy. In two words, screw you, because that is a trick to yep. shut you up.
Gutfeld, which I can't encourage you more to watch Gutfeld in the evening. You know, talk
so much passion.
Yeah, I guess like after 10, you just get to say what you feel on Fox News. Bret Baier was on Gutfeld last night, and it was really funny because Gutfeld's opening monologue, if you've ever seen it, it's very pointed. It does verge on the side of mean from time to time, and I'm like, I'm pushing through it, but it's what he does. It's what everybody else does. And Bret Baier's immediate response after his monologue was, he goes, I love your show. I watch it every night. I'm shocked that people still come on my show after you do what you do on yours. It's pretty funny. If the FBI is not to be criticized because the AG says so, the most American thing I can think of is to double down on the criticizing and to lean in even more to what the FBI has done and will continue to do in the wake of the lack of information that we have right now based on this FBI raid. Donald Trump seems to have completely agreed for the documents, the seizure documents, to be released. I think he has to, like, he's put it on Truth Social. It's out there that he's like, yeah, release them, do it. I think there's an official act that needs to take place that is supposed to take place this afternoon. Could be taking place anytime now. Could be taking place on the show. Not on the show, but that would be so cool. Brad, can you get on that? Happy birthday. Go get the president. We will see what happens next. And there's the little floating out there right now that the president had like nuclear information in his. What would he be doing with that? I guess that if you think that Donald Trump is the worst person to ever walk the face of the planet, then you probably have some contorted fantasies about what you hope Donald Trump was caught doing with nuclear information. Corinne Jean-Pierre continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. CNN with Corinne Jean-Pierre. She reacted to the criticizing of the FBI. And
our role is, and we have done this when it comes to violence, is condemning it. We are condemning any type of violence for any reason. It is something that should not be happening. I think people have the right, and we think people have the right, to peacefully protest. But when it comes to violence of any kind, we will condemn it, including when it's towards the law enforcement. And so that's what we're going to continue to do, is condemn that. The president has done that many times when we've seen violence just across the country.
You know, I can think of about a million times where this administration's members and its party have not condemned violence against law enforcement. If you're a man or a woman wearing the blue today, do you feel really backed by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the one who was literally paying to get people who had been arrested out on bail, like raising money to do that in the midst of the turmoil and chaos of 2020? Give me a break. You can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess, unless you own the media and you can get away with saying stupid things like that. At 12:25, we are going to talk to Mike Davis. He's the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. He was on Shannon Bream's Fox News at Night last night talking about the judge that authorized the search of Mar-a-Lago. And Mike Davis is going to be with us here at 12:25. So I'm going to ask him about that, talking about a magistrate judge. What's the difference between a magistrate judge? I've heard people suggest that it should have been thrown up to a higher level. I've heard people say that a magistrate judge is just a local judge. But my understanding is that he actually is also a federal judge. So there's confusion out there. Again, peons like me don't have all the ins and outs and the legal information that comes along with something like this. How does somebody go from, we sent a subpoena and the president saying that he was cooperating, and nobody, not that I've read or experienced, has said that the president refused to cooperate or quit cooperating. The allegation that I've heard was that the president was cooperating, that they were able to seize some boxes earlier in the year, and he continued to cooperate. They made modifications on Mar-a-Lago based on requests from the feds. And then somebody tipped off the investigators that there was more information there. And based on the tip, instead of saying, President Trump, we have information that suggests that you have, I don't know, what, the nuclear codes or something in your home in Mar-a-Lago, and we need to come in and remove those right now, and giving that opportunity, that conversation to take place. The investigators thought, no, this is too serious. We need to come in and do this with the element of surprise while Donald Trump is in New York City. What judge heard all this and says, yeah, you got it? And I'll reiterate, which I've been saying all week, the possibility that Donald Trump had something he wasn't supposed to, there is a possibility that it exists. But it's strange to me that we've been talking about this all week and there's no there yet. If the script was flipped and we were talking about a President DeSantis and a Hillary Clinton, or a President DeSantis and maybe a Kamala Harris who loses the presidential election in maybe 2024, I'm just throwing things out there. And then all of a sudden, DeSantis sends people to surprise Kamala Harris and the second dude in their home and go through her closets. Is everybody on the left as chill and cool about that as they are right now that Melania's wardrobe was gone through? I doubt it. Let's talk to Mike Davis with the Article 3 Project when we come back. And we are going to get to some facts and delineate between what we know, and then we're going to take an exhale pause, and what we can conclude from that with somebody who's much more experienced at these things than I am, bringing him to you in just about 5 minutes. You're going to stick around for that. A reminder, the YouTube live chat poll today. It's very simple, folks. You go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You'll see that we're live right there right now. And in the live chat section, we have a poll. And it is Trump 2024, yes or no? Your vote on that live chat, your comments as well. Hannah will highlight them at 2:45. And Mike Davis on the Annie Fry Show in a minute. Don't go away.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team had done a very thorough search and had turned over. We've been very cooperative with the Biden administration and the DOJ and turned over everything that we found that we had. So it's my understanding on very good belief based on a thorough investigation that there was nothing there.
So that's Christina Bob, Trump lawyer, who's talking about what was there, what was taken. And we are joined now by an expert in the field, Mike Davis, founder and president of the Article 3 Project. You can follow them on Twitter at Article 3 Project, online at article3project.org. Mike, thank you so much for coming onto the show with us. We're really honored to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I was watching you on Shannon Bream last night, and you did a great job keying in on the judge that approved this whole thing in the first place. A lot of us are not legal minds and legal experts like yourself. Can you explain to me in very, easy terms, what was this magistrate judge? Why did they choose to go to this location to get this approved?
Well, he is a federal magistrate judge in the Palm Beach area where Mar-a-Lago is located. So it's not unusual that they would go to the Southern District of Florida to get a search warrant. What is unusual is this is an unprecedented search warrant of a former president. It's never happened before. It was so it's unprecedented. It was unnecessary. President Trump was fully cooperating with the National Archives, and it was also likely unlawful for two reasons. Number one, there were other ways that the Justice Department could have gotten these records. They could have notified Congress, they could have filed a civil lawsuit, they could have issued a subpoena. Going straight to the nuclear option, pun intended, of the home raid of a former president is a red line that the Biden Justice Department Attorney General Merrick Garland crossed. And what's also unlawful about this search is under the Constitution, in order to obtain a search warrant, you have to have probable cause, and you have to present that probable cause to a neutral, detached judicial officer. And the problem is this magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, is not neutral and detached. In fact, in 2017, he posted a personal attack on President Trump's integrity on Facebook. He became a magistrate judge in 2018. He was picked by the judges on the Southern District of Florida. That's how magistrate judges are picked. And he actually recused 6 weeks ago from President Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. So if he's biased and had to recuse 6 weeks ago, how the hell did that bias go away in the last 6 weeks when he signed this unnecessary, unprecedented, and unlawful home raid of President Trump's home in office?
Yeah, I think that you use the phrase, with the pun intended, to go to the nuclear option. You've said here, with us here, that the Trump folks were fully cooperating. And all that I have gleaned so far is that even in the midst of that full cooperation from the Trump people, that the Garland folks never said, or the Justice Department never said, that they weren't actively cooperating. They just got a tip that there might be something else still left at Mar-a-Lago. Is there any evidence? Has anybody come out and said that they were truly not in cooperation to warrant this kind of a search?
Well, I haven't heard that. And remember, this is based upon a news report from senior officials close to the investigation. So they're leaking. The Biden-Garland Justice Department is leaking this grand jury material, which is illegal. But there's also an issue where, remember, there was just a news report out a couple of days ago that Merrick Garland, from a senior Justice Department official, that Merrick Garland did not approve this raid. Well, we now know that's not true. He personally approved the raid, which is expected. He would have. He's the attorney general. And when you're dealing with high profile cases dealing with a former president, the attorney general would have to sign off on it. So, and as to these so-called classified records, we need to go through some key points here. When President Trump is the president of the United States, he has the inherent constitutional authority as the commander-in-chief, along with statutory authority, to declassify anything he wants. And every president has done this. We saw this in 2012, March of 2012, when President Obama got caught on a hot mic with the Russian president, saying that Obama would have more flexibility after the presidential election in 2012 to deal with Russia. That's highly classified information, right? And that's something that you would not want your enemy to know. And President Obama told our enemy, Russia, that at the time. Well, that's not a violation of the Espionage Act, because he's the president of the United States. He can give away any intelligence he wants. He can declassify any intelligence he wants. And that applies to Trump. When he takes records from the White House, like all former presidents do, and sends it to his home or his library, first of all, he doesn't pack his own boxes. He has staff that does that. But when he does that, it would be declassified by his actions, right? If he's sending classified materials out of the White House, it's declassified by his actions, right? And so, and then going to the point about the nuclear bomb codes or whatever the hell they're alleging, that's just complete nonsense. First, the current president has the nuke codes, and then they're validated by the Secretary of Defense. So there's no way that President Trump's old codes still work. And they would also have to have Biden's current Secretary of Defense authorize an attack or validate an attack if the president authorizes it. So this is just a scare tactic to try to justify the fact that they did this unprecedented, unnecessary, and likely unlawful raid, and they're feeling the blowback in the Biden Justice Department. So now they're trying to say it's like nuclear material, and it's just nonsense. And let me make this last point. Even if President Trump had classified material, which he didn't, because it's declassified by his actions by sending it to Mar-a-Lago, but even if he did, former presidents get federally funded offices. They get staff. They get secure office space called SCIFs. The former president and his staff have security clearances. They have Secret Service protection. There's no allegation that this was going to go into the wrong hands. Now, what I can see happening is maybe President Trump kept some memento, some note with the North Korean leader, or some note with some other foreign leader, a memento, and then the National Archives is claiming that's a presidential record. Well, even if it is a presidential record, that's dealt with through civil litigation. You don't send in a brigade of 30 FBI agents and do a home raid to get back a presidential record. That's just over the top third world banana republic tactics.
Yeah, I completely agree with the tactic question that a lot of people have right now, and that you're highlighting. Speaking with Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project, find him online at article3project.org. You know, you said there that he has the constitutional authority to declassify these documents as the president of the United States. That is that by writ or by action? You've kind of said that if he takes them, they've been declassified. Is it that simple, or does it have to be written on paper and signed or something?
Well, under the statute, there's a statute that says that the president has to go through steps. But remember, the bureaucrats work for the president. The president doesn't work for the bureaucrats. And there is a Supreme Court case from 1987 dealing with the Department of the Navy that's very, very clear. The language is very clear. The Supreme Court held, rightly, that the president has inherent constitutional authority under the Commander-in-Chief Clause in the Constitution to classify and declassify anything he wants. And Congress cannot take that away from him based upon a statute, right? So these statutes would apply to the vice president. They would apply to all the staff, everyone else but the president. And the statute would also apply to the former president. But the statute does not curtail the president's constitutional authority to declassify any record, any information, any way he wants. And when President Trump left the White House, he's still the president. When he sent those documents out of the White House, he's still the president. He has the constitutional authority to declassify anything he wants. Now, remember, even if he did declassify the nuke launch codes, right, he could still do that. Then Congress could step in and impeach him, right, if he does something that violates the American public trust or hurts the national security interest. There is a recourse. It's called impeachment. But the president can declassify anything he wants, and he is not subject to the Espionage Act for declassifying anything. No president is.
There's no parameter behind what he can and cannot classify.
He has the ability to classify and declassify comes solely from the president's commander-in-chief constitutional authority and nowhere else. The statutes are for people besides the president. Those are for the president's senior advisors, his cabinet secretaries, his vice president, his staff. Anyone else who deals with classified material is subject to the Espionage Act and other statutes that deal with classified materials. The president is not.
Mike Davis with us right now with the Article 3 Project. I want to ask you one more question here, and you can kind of take this wherever you think is necessary. But we know that what Merrick Garland said yesterday about releasing documents. Donald Trump has come out and said he called the search un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary, but he encourages the unsealing of the warrant. We're going back and forth about release the docs. What is to be released, and what will America potentially know that they didn't know before they were, in fact, released to the public?
Well, here's the key. It needs to be the warrant, the inventory of items that they seized, along with the most important thing, which is the affidavit or affidavits from the law enforcement agents that established the probable cause for Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart to improperly order this home raid. Improperly, again, because he was biased under the statute and under the judicial canons for an appearance of conflict or actual conflict. And then he also, you're also going to see when these affidavits come out that doing this home raid was unnecessary. There were other steps that the government could have taken, and the Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to have a hard time explaining his comments yesterday, where he said that this was this was essentially the last resort. This is all they could do to go get this. I'm telling you, unless there was a dying person in Mar-a-Lago, there was no justification for someone to send in 30 FBI agents to raid a former president of the United States.
We appreciate your time today. We're going to continue to follow the Article 3 Project's coverage of this. And we're going to, I guess, wait with bated breath to find out what happens later on today. Mike Davis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Article3project.org is the website. Go give it a check and see what you think. Interesting information. And if you want to see him, he was on with Shannon Bream and two other panelists last night who were discussing this issue. And there are a lot of questions. Again, repeating what I said yesterday, going to continue to repeat it until it's no longer worthy of repeating. But we have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, not a lot of information out there. And you can kind of sit and twiddle your thumbs while you wait for that information to come out, or you can do what most people do and freak out about it because you've got a predetermined opinion for or against Donald Trump, and you feel like you kind of know how this story ends. That's kind of where we've been for the last probably 4+ years, maybe 6 years or so. And it's very, very tiring. It's very exhausting. What is real? What was the motivation behind this? Is it possible that there's some sort of very criminal behavior that's going to be uncovered here? It's in the realm of possibility. I'm willing to wait and see what ends up happening. But I've seen this story play out over and over and over again. And all the other ones, they all ended the same way. So we'll see if this one is going to finish the same. I'm worried that it will. I want you to vote in today's YouTube live chat poll in light of that. Trump 2024, yes or no? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. It's right there. Simple. Click yes or no. You can leave a comment if you so choose. We'll highlight some of those at the end of the hour. And in the second half of the show today, we are going to give away Tyrus tickets. He's wrestling at the Chase Park Plaza Sunday, August 28th, and we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. We've given away a 4-pack all week, and today is no different. So stick around for a little more information and a hint, and I might even give an extra little hint as to when we're going to give away those tickets on the live stream, if you want to go check there. And when we come back, Wiggins America, he's told me he's going to talk about spiders. Why? Well, because he hates me. Yeah. I'm not really happy about it. It does show how much he cares about me and the thing that I hate the most in the world, that he would then go spend 12 minutes talking only about it. He gave me the article, I think, or alluded to the article, and I haven't read it. I might take my headphones off for that. It might just be you guys and Wiggins. Who knows what he's going to say in the next segment?
He just wants you out of the studio, I think, is his end
goal.
Yeah,
it's all part of the plan. This is part of the takeover plan. Get on the live chat, tell Brad happy birthday, and vote in the poll. We'll be right back with Wiggins America. Don't go away.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, Hannah's been picking music for the show for about, I don't know, 2 months maybe. I think she's the most fun picking your music.
She's doing a good job.
She's doing a fantastic job.
We mentioned it one time and she's on it.
Yes.
And she's going to keep playing it.
And she remembers.
She does.
When I say
I like a song, she brings it back for a long time.
It's usually when you say you don't like a song.
That happens too.
Yes.
If you say anything about a song, I'm going to pull it.
I was going to say she's like an elephant she never forgets, but that's not really something you say
about
exactly
a person. No, she's exactly like an elephant. Yeah.
Thanks, Annie. I've always wanted to be called an elephant.
You're welcome. the only way that I would say that about you is if people don't know what you look like. You can get on the YouTube chat and say, we'll all say hi to you, but yeah.
Your brain is that of an animal.
She's an itty-bitty elephant with a great memory.
Mm-hmm. Great memory. She's like a dolphin.
I think I have a terrible memory, so... I'm very flattered with this compliment.
You have an attention to detail that is noted. And I feel like I could potentially stall for 12 minutes so that we don't have to do Wiggins America.
Wiggins!
Brad.
Oh, Wiggins!
You could do that.
I might take my headphones off. I'm still going to be able to hear you. That's the problem.
But
it's
Hannah
not
was
as
at
close
the ready.
To the inside of my ear.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, it's been a week, right? This has been a really crazy week. None of us expected the FBI thing. I thought the IRS agents was going to be the story of the week, and then Tuesday happened. So I thought, let's bring it back down. We'll calm everybody down a little bit with a Friday, easy story. This is a study that I found in a Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Researchers have studied infrared videos of dozens and dozens of young jumping spiders.
I hate you.
You didn't need to add the jumping.
Well, I'm just reading it.
That's a kind of spider.
Yeah.
I actually am starting to itch. I'm not joking.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, this goes into great detail, so we'll see how you do here. They studied what spiders do when they sleep.
Do they sleep?
They found...
Die.
...that spiders regularly have retinal movements... suggesting that they dream and have REM sleep like we do.
I hope their nightmares are of me because I know mine are of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that here.
My nightmares or but, spiders?
The nightmares and what, you know, what could spiders be dreaming about? We'll get into that. But first, in
this
the videos.
This is an exceptionally long amount of time for this
I know.
Segment, too. I'm not.
And I'm going to drag this out in great detail. We're going to go every little fiber on their legs. In the videos, dozens of young spiders, which, by the way, are transparent, making them very, very difficult to spot if they're in your house. But it does make them easier to observe for the scientists. Repeatedly twitched and curled their limbs while their retinal tubules shifted rapidly, pointing to the notion that they were indeed experiencing REM sleep. Can you believe this? Annie is not listening. Hannah, can you believe that?
I'm reading your comments on the live chat, so now is a great time. If there's anything about me you need to know, that you can absorb my attention span right now for the next 8 minutes.
I can't believe that. I never would have known that. And
who would know that?
Similar to the question, do androids dream of electric sheep? What do you think spiders dream about?
You know, eating? The point with which you reach that moment where androids are dreaming,
mm-hmm.
we're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are they dreaming?
This research didn't go into that particular topic.
I wish we were talking about that.
They didn't.
All right. What do spiders dream about?
They hypothesize that it's similar to when, have you ever watched your dog sleep?
Yes, and they twitch.
And they twitch, and they do. Have you ever had your dog start running?
Yes.
Isn't that cute?
A little scary sometimes. I'm like, hey, get up.
That they think maybe what spiders, there's no way to know, but they think that spiders similarly would probably be dreaming about things that they are doing. So
crawling
around. Falling on you, great. You know, while you're doing a broadcast in 2020. Things like that.
Is that the most viewed video on our YouTube channel?
Which one?
The one where the spider fell on you at home? I think it might be.
We should look up the date.
Oh, man. So I'm so pregnant and fat and angry. Just like now, except for the pregnant part.
I was like,
not
Amy?
Really. No. No. I will drink whiskey on this video right now to prove that I, in fact, am not. I was super tired the other day. I was super, so tired. Had a really long night the night before with Molly being awake. And then I had just a really, really long work day. It was Tuesday night. And Wednesday, I came home and pretty much just crawled up into bed. It was like 6 o'clock and I had put my pajamas on and just laid in bed because I was going to take a nap like for an hour or two and then like spend a couple hours with my kids.
6 o'clock naps are dangerous.
Yeah, I know. But I couldn't function. So it was like if I sat in my chair, I was going to conk out my chair. And I thought let me just go get 2 hours of good sleep in my bed. And it turned into like 9 o'clock and the kids came upstairs and they were telling me goodnight. And my oldest daughter, she's 10. She was like being hesitant to give me a hug, and I gave her a hug. I'm like, come here, what's the problem? She goes, you're not pregnant, are you? I was like, you're grounded. No, I'm not pregnant. But that's the way I was when I was pregnant, was just
tired.
Super tired all the time, sick every single day, miserable. So now anytime I get like that, like if once you're of childbearing age, I don't know, Hannah, you probably haven't experienced this quite yet, but you get married and you're of that age, and then everybody kind of side-eyes you all the time. If you go to a party and there's alcohol there, and you're not drinking alcohol, only logical explanation is that you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always carry around a white claw.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because people kept asking all the time.
You pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, look at his
little belly. He's starting to show.
That's been showing that way for a couple of years now.
Baby's about due now, don't you think?
Incubating that little guy.
I got a white claw, you see? That's why I'm carrying it. I wouldn't do that.
That feeling, though, of when you fall asleep, and I do it on the couch. I don't ever go to bed to take a nap. I just fall asleep wherever I'm at. When you wake up an hour later and your family's like, hey, and they tell you, oh, it's only 8 o'clock. Isn't that the best? Because then you realize, oh, I still have a whole night of sleep ahead
of me. Every single night I crawl into bed. I love my bed. We replaced it right after we had Evelyn. She's 6 now. And it's just the most comfortable bed. And I have great sheets. And every night I climb into bed, I'm like, why was I postponing this? I should have done this 4 hours ago. This is so cozy. I have the same thought every night. And then what do I do the coming night? Put off going to bed, and I'm awake watching.
But the reverse is true.
Which is what?
Which is if you lay down and you try to go to sleep and you can't go to sleep, then it's awful, though,
no,
right?
No, I'm still cozy in my bed.
Well, that's true.
That's what I do every night, is I lay down too late, and then I stay up, and I lay in bed and read news articles.
I do,
like
too.
Like a nerd.
Yeah, I'm getting away from the spider story here, but
no,
I really want to
know. Away from the spider
story. I know. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I do want to know the answer to this question. And I would like to poll the room. I'd like to poll the YouTube chat, everybody possible, because I want to know, do you, when you go to sleep, do you turn the sleep timer on your TV, or do you turn the TV off, then go to sleep, or do you just leave the TV on? Which one of those three do you do?
I don't even know if my TV has a sleep timer.
I turn the TV off, and then I go to sleep.
Yeah, we don't fall asleep. Not on purpose. With the TV on.
I can't sleep with the TV
so
on.
So the room is saying, can't fall asleep if the TV's on.
That room needs to be as dark as possible. Like, I can tell you the seconds that in between each blink on the smoke detector in my room. Because I lay there and look at it.
Oh, man.
Trying to fall asleep.
What?
It blinks. It's like
change
5 seconds in between each green. But then if the battery's low, it changes. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
But that light will drive me crazy. There's a light on my watch charger that, you know, it's red. If you set I don't even know what kind of watch this is. You set it on there. It's red when it is charging. It's green when it's charged. I just sit and look at that light. I have a gun safe that blinks lights when you're charging it.
Maybe.
What do you do, Ryan?
I leave the sleep timer on because I am watching it and I will get tired and then suddenly go, oh my gosh, I need to go to sleep. And I will just fall asleep. There's no period
like
of time where I'm ramping down. It's just boom. Oh, I realize it though, as I'm doing it. So I could turn the TV off, but I never know exactly when that point's going to hit.
Yeah.
So I turn it on for 30 minutes, watch until I don't remember anymore, and I'm gone.
Amber on the YouTube channel said, let's change the subject from spiders. Did you know that baby elephants suck their trunks for comfort like babies suck their thumbs? I didn't know that.
I did.
Hannah probably knew that.
Now I want to see that, Amber. Thank you.
So sweet.
Hannah, what are, you know, every fun fact about elephants that you know? Just go.
I'd like to change the subject. A lot of people on the YouTube are saying that they don't watch TV or that they turn it off before they go to bed.
Brian says on YouTube, based on Charlotte's web, they dream about creating inspiring messages in their webs.
Mm-hmm. This has got to be, this is the stuff. Have you ever seen, though, I was looking into this thing. Have you ever seen a jumping spider up close? Or are you too afraid to even look at them? I mean, they're a specific.
You're actually asking me that question.
Yeah, yeah. They're a thing now.
Have
you know,
always
jumping
been
spiders
afraid
are a thing.
Spiders?
Yes.
But jumping spiders in particular are very cute.
I hate you.
No, really. Really,
how?
Really.
How can this insect be cute?
No.
I agree with you, but if you look it up.
Somebody would need to remove at least two of their legs for me to even consider that.
Really, just two?
Yes.
So if you,
I'm not afraid of bugs.
Pried off a spider's front legs.
No, not if I did, because I wouldn't do that.
But if somebody did, you'd be
I
like,
I would
oh,
be
that's
swearing
cute.
And throwing anything in my reach.
Okay.
Breaking down whatever was in between me and that spider so that it dies.
I want to find a picture of a jumping spider.
Let's not.
To show you that you would accept because they are actually pretty cute.
Have you not heard me on this show a million times? If anytime someone brings up spiders and I say, if you think it's cute, if you're going to send me a message on the Facebook page or if you're going to tweet at me a picture of a spider that I don't block anybody. I get trolled every day, all day by people who are really super crazy, hateful people. I don't block them. If you send me something on Twitter or on Facebook that is a spider, I will block you. You will be out of my life forever. So if you send me that, I'm going to have to block you.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that I might change the background on this computer to a very cute picture of a jumping spider. Because if you look them up, if you're not afraid to, I'm just opening
the
invitation.
Why don't you put a picture of your cute kids on there instead of a spider?
Because I don't
have spite me.
Any pictures of my kids. We only have pictures of jumping spiders. That's one of the things that we do. We take pictures. And they have big eyes like puppies do. I'm not kidding. This sounds ridiculous, but somebody proved it to me within the last 2 weeks that jumping spiders have amazing, cute little faces. And they do when you zoom in on them. Now, if you saw one in your house, I don't think you'd want to make it a pet. But people are really talking about this. What is this?
Janine on the YouTube wants to know what my favorite Mary Kay Foundation is, so I'm showing the camera.
Anything to get it off of the subject.
I told you before you did this that I wasn't going to participate.
You're right. You did.
I said you could do it if it's your segment, but...
Well, you made it. I think we got there.
All right. 125, ask me anything. Everybody vote on the YouTube poll. Annie is...
Anna's taking us out.
Out of commission.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.